Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Ada Marie Show, where she will provide answers to your life questions. During this hour, Ada Marie will talk about a favorite topic and then take your questions. That topic is always provided by the first caller of the day. Place all fears aside and know that there is a solution to every problem. She will lead you to the discovery that your life is meant to be about joy. Ada Marie is a revolutionary seer, conscious medium, healer, life coach, and counselor. Growing up on a farm in the eastern Montana prairie, Ada Marie was taught herbal medicine and mentored in intuitive sight by conscious mediums, her grandmothers. This knowledge had been handed down through generations. Being a seer and survivor, she trains and guides you on a path of physical and emotional regeneration, which is invaluable to understanding the individual steps necessary to achieve vitality and a life filled with inner calm and peace. She has a rare gift of hands-on healing and communicating universal knowledge, and her life mission is to pass this knowledge on to others. So let me welcome Ada. Ada Marie, how are you today?
I'm fine. I'm just fine. And I'm very happy because after 3 months, we finally got rain. Rained all night, and it's raining all day. And that's a blessing.
Oh, yeah. Well, when you live in Arizona, it sure is.
Yes, it is.
Well, good. I'm glad to hear that. We get too much of it up here, it seems. But I guess there's no such thing as too much rain because people are going to need it wherever.
Right.
Yeah.
We can't go without water.
No, we can't. We need to
spread it. I was raised on the prairie, you know, and we hauled water in 50-gallon barrels to use in the house.
Mm.
A long ways. My dad took a team and a stone boat and with two barrels on it, 50-gallon barrels, and he went down and lifted the water and put it in the barrels and brought it home, and my mother boiled it, and we used it to cook with.
Ah. So, wow.
So, you know, I'm no stranger to being careful with water because we just couldn't afford to waste it.
Uh-huh.
So, and now, today, we had rain all night and rain today, and I was so happy because, my goodness, you don't realize how dry it is and how the air is just dry until it rains, and then you feel the moisture feels good.
Right.
So today we have moisture, and I am happy about that.
Good. Well, I'm glad to hear that. Well, our first caller of the day has suggested this topic. It's how can beliefs change fate?
Well, yeah, that's a directly simple question because when people change their belief, how they believe, they also acquire the things that have caused them to change their faith.
Mm-hmm.
You see? If
fate.
Someone,
fate is the word, not faith.
Yeah, fate.
Yeah.
Someone said to me one time, they said, you know, this man was a staunch Catholic until he went out of the country. And then he found out there were other beliefs that were what he considered better and wiser and stronger. So he changed the way he thought. And it changed his whole life. And he, after 40 years of not being able to find a mate, he found a wonderful mate, and their lives have been wonderful. But it depends on if you're willing to look for something different if you're not comfortable with where you are.
Well, that makes sense. And you told me something as simple as a misstep can change your fate, too.
Absolutely, it can. In fact, a real experience that happened just about 4 hours ago was the rain was really bad, and the cars were going very, very slowly, and somebody had pulled out of the line and started up the road, and the road was, of course, wet and slick, and four cars went over off of the white line into the ditch on the side of the road. And as they did that, this guy's car turned around in a circle and headed back for the way he was coming.
Mm.
And when the lady got in, she was white as snow, and she said to me, "How were we able to not get killed by that car?" I said, "Because all of you, you followed the leader, and the leader must have had an inner feeling of danger, and he pulled completely off of the road into the ditch." It's kind of a ditch, you know, because on the roads out here, there's not extra high stuff. So she said, I can't believe. I said, "Well, now you experienced it. You just had an experience. You followed the car ahead of you, and so did the guy behind you follow you. So all five of you people were safe." Now, isn't that interesting? Look at it from that point of view.
Yeah.
And the guy that was making all the trouble, he's upside down up the road about a half mile. He's laying on the side. And she said, "But I said, no. You followed an instinct. You followed the man who felt the danger and went off the road, and you followed him.
Yeah.
You followed yourself to safety. Can't you just see that? Can't you just understand that?" And she couldn't. She said, "Well, if he did that, then I knew I had to follow him." I said, "That's not true. Cars behind, four or five cars behind, after the guy passed, those people didn't get off the road. They stayed on the road and kept going."
Mm.
And the guy ended up in the ditch on his side.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, "What you did was you followed the instinct. When the danger was coming and the man ahead of you saw it, he moved off very carefully into the side of the road where the ditch would be if there was a ditch. And the car went by, and after it went by, you guys all pulled back up on the road and kept going. Now, that was smart."
Yeah.
But the man in the front of the line, he felt the danger. He must have felt that this was very dangerous. So it was raining, so he just pulled off of the road and got on the side, and you pulled off behind him. And then after that commotion was gone, you got back up on the road and you came home just fine. And she said, "But you make it sound like it was easy." I said, "It was easy because you followed somebody who had enough brains to get off the road."
Well, that's a subject of intuition there. Let's talk a little bit more about beliefs. I mean, that's what manifests our reality, isn't it?
It is. It's exactly what manifests our reality. If you think you can, you know you can, you can. If you don't, you can't. My dad used to say there are only two can'ts: somebody who doesn't want to and somebody who will and can do it. And I always used to think about that. I taught my kids, I said, there are no can'ts in this household. If you can't do it, you can learn how. You will learn how. So everybody has this thing in them that says, yes, I can do this. Yes, I can do that. And if it looks like it's difficult, get help.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, what's wrong with help?
Well, a lot of people, I think, when it comes to larger life questions, lack the faith or belief that, or the knowing that...
No, now you got the right word. They lack the knowing they can trust themselves.
That's exactly what I was getting to. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then they don't manifest.
They can't, because they're not paying attention. You see, you're given these little tests. Some of them are little, some of them are big. But if you're going to grow and get strong and have wisdom and go along and grow into where you're a helpful person to other people, you're going to have these little tests, little or big. They're going to be tested, you know.
Right.
I was coming down the hill with a load of logs, and I went over the hill. The brake broke, and I I don't know how many times it turned over, but I ended up on top of a bunch of trees. I was, my log, my truck and my load of logs was sitting on top of a bunch of trees.
Boy.
So there I was on top of the trees. Well, when everything finally stopped and kind of quit moving around, a trucker behind me had stopped and he called down and he goes, Red, whistle. I said, I can't whistle. I'm right here. So he said, okay. He said, I'll throw down a rope with a hook on it and drag you out of there.
Ah.
So, but see, it happened in a split second. There was no way I could have stopped it.
Right, right.
But I wasn't frightened because I knew that as long as God was with me, I would get out of there one way or another. Dead or alive, I'd be okay.
There you go.
And when he sent down a hook, he flung a rope with a hook and a on it, and I got a hold of the hook when it flew over the truck and unhooked it from the truck and got on it, and he pulled me back up on the road.
Beautiful.
So it's a matter of having common sense and using the common sense. It wasn't a common sense thing to do to roll over to begin with, but when that guy sent that rope down and it had a hook on it, I just got a hold of the hook and he just wheeled me up. You know, he did what he had to do to get me up on the highway. I think the truck is still down there.
Oh, my. Okay.
Well, you couldn't get it back up.
Yeah, I hear you. Well, shall we take some calls?
Yeah, let's.
Okay. Our first caller is Leona. And Leona, you're live.
It's Brianna with a B. Brianna.
Oh, Brianna. I'm sorry about that. Okay.
Okay.
What's your question, Brianna?
Yeah, so I recently started talking to this guy named Michael, and I'm just wanting to know where you see it going.
What?
Talking to a guy named Michael, and she's wondering where you see it going.
Nowhere. That was the answer that came. That's why I asked you to repeat the question.
Okay.
I don't know why, and I don't know what it is about. I just know that that was the answer that came. So I can't give you any explanations.
Okay.
I wish I could, but I can't. Do you have any other questions?
I mean, I just don't know how you can give an answer without an explanation of why.
You know, sometimes things are just there for you to learn something from, and then you go on to something different. And there may be something in the relationship that is good for you to know about. On an individual basis.
Do you see anyone coming in?
Pardon?
Do you see anyone coming in the future then for my love life?
Yes.
Or
yes, I do.
Not good either.
Well, it will be much later. It'll be like May or first part of June. But it'll be fun. That's what you'll notice first of all, is it's a person who has a good sense of humor.
Okay. All right.
And a hard worker. That's another quality that this man has, is a hard worker.
All right, bye.
So, pardon?
What did you say, Brianna?
I said, okay, bye.
Okay, goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Our next caller is Sandra. And Sandra, you're live.
Hi, thank you so much. Good evening, David and Ada. How are you both?
Fine.
Good, good. So my question is about work. I've been there about 18 months now. And most recently, my one of the higher-ups kind of mentioned something to me about possibly looking at, you know, advancing my career with them. And I was very just taken back by it because I didn't expect it. I guess I just want to know if you see me getting this promotion. Yeah, that's pretty much it.
That you're going to get a promotion?
Yeah, that's kind of what she mentioned. She asked me if I'd be interested in taking another
position.
Right,
that's what you're going to get. But I think she kind of very carefully, and I'm sure she did this very carefully without a big bunch of comments, because if she should not have told you and let it just go, you would have still got it. But now you're a little more careful, you know. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think I do know what you mean. I mean, I was totally taken back by it. The position is...
But that's a good thing.
You know, it's
thing.
An important...
It's
an important position.
You have a friend there.
Pardon? I don't know. She doesn't, you know... She seems very professional to me at most times, which is fine.
Yeah.
I have no problem with that. It is my job. You know, she is my boss. I was just surprised that she gave me as many compliments as she did, and I was surprised that she was looking at me for this particular position. I don't know if they're going to take what this woman did and kind of chunk it down into different positions, or if they're going to ultimately give me her entire position. I mean, I've only been with them for 18 months.
I know, but there's been a problem there, and changing her from that position would probably stop the problem.
Well, she's retiring, so, you know,
yes.
She's moving on.
That's a good way to put it. That's a good way to put it.
You know, she's definitely retiring, this woman. She keeps reminding them, like, that they need to get on the ball and... You know, so either which way, I'm sure they could use somebody else in the position. I just, you know, she said to me, well, I'm not sure if I'm going to, you know, hire a comptroller or, and I said, you know, either which way, I'm interested in always learning and moving forward.
Right.
So.
And you will like the position.
Okay, good.
So enjoy.
I was a little hesitant because it would mean I would move upstairs. I was kind of thinking, well, is that going to create some tension with the ladies up there?
No. They'll like you.
Oh, okay. Well, then I'm in luck.
Smile.
I guess the last part is, do you think it's going to be like a good increase in my pay? Well, I get what
it's going to be a good increase in your life, because it's going to be joyful. It's going to make your life more comfortable, and you're going to make more money.
Okay. Well, then that's probably all I need to know.
Right. So that's all you need to know. Just smile and be happy.
That's it. Thank you so much. Happy New Year.
Thanks. You're welcome, honey.
Thanks for calling, Sandra. God bless.
I know it came into her as a surprise.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's a good thing. Somebody upstairs is looking after her.
Yes, that's right. Our next caller is Sue. And Sue,
hello.
You're live.
Hello.
Hi there.
How are you? How are you both? Happy New Year.
We're good.
Good. I'm very happy to hear that the last caller is going to get a good raise, because I'm her sister. And right now I've lost my job, and she needs the help, or maybe more. So that was good news. I'm glad to hear about that. My question is basically, I have been let go from my position a couple of months ago, and I'm wondering what you see coming up in the future as far as work is concerned.
Have you sent out three, what do you call them, resumes?
No, I haven't sent out any resumes, because mostly the type of work I do has always kind of been word of mouth. But I have been thinking of possibly putting out you know, some ads somewhere to sort of, you know, get some work.
Well, that's a good idea, but I think you're going to, I think you have a friend or somebody that you know of, and when
yes.
she finds out you're out of work, they're going to step up to the plate and bring you into a position.
Well, I did have, I guess, an interview yesterday with a friend who wanted me about 8 months ago for her aunt, and but the aunt is very independent and doesn't really want to have somebody there to sort of be companion to her. But I met with the woman yesterday, and she was very lovely and said the same for me. But I am not 100% sure that it's going to go anywhere because I think she's just too independent for, you know, to take me on in the sense to have somebody there with her all the time and, you know, this type of thing. But do you feel anything from that
particular thing?
Sounds
like it's a good position.
Well, sounds like it could be. But as
yeah.
of yet, I don't think she's going for it.
You don't think the aunt's going for it? Is that it, Sue?
Yes, right. The friend who told me about it, which is her aunt, she's very independent, and I don't know that she's looking to hire someone that is, you know, like a companion care to her. Do you feel
That's
that?
Interesting.
Yeah.
I feel like she'd be easy to work with and easy to plan with.
Okay.
So I don't know what other problem there could be with her.
Well, so you think that I'm going to get
you
that
know,
position?
You could easily get it.
All right.
And you would enjoy
right.
it, really.
I'm sure I would.
Yeah.
She seems like a very nice lady. And, you know, I love meeting new people and especially elderly people because there's so much to learn and talk about and blah, blah. So, yeah, I think it would be a pretty good match. I just kind of have the feeling that she's, you know, very independent and maybe doesn't want to shell out money for the position and because she feels so independent and whatnot. So that was kind of the feeling that I walked away with.
Well, obviously, but you're forgetting about something. She's probably aware that she has to have help because she's over her head in the amount of work she has to do.
Maybe. Okay.
You see, she's way over her head in the amount of work she has. And she has to get somebody that she can work with and trust.
Uh-huh. Well,
and obviously, she appears... Yeah, well,
yeah.
That's what I'm saying. She realizes that she... Yeah, so there you go.
All right, well, thank you
it's
very
a good
much.
Thing.
I appreciate that. Excellent. Thank you
You're
very
welcome.
Much. I appreciate it. Okay, take care now.
Okay, honey.
Bye-bye.
Okay,
take care, Sue. Best
Bye
wishes
now.
With that.
Thank you. Thank
okay.
you both very
Bye.
Much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, our next caller is Carrie. And we're going to be looking for another topic, too. So people that are still on the line, I'm going to come back to you and ask for a topic. Hi, Carrie. You're live.
Hi. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing well, and Happy New Year to you both.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes.
So what is your question, honey?
Yes, I have a question for you. So I see my dream job coming to fruition this year, and I live in New York City, by the way. However, I see a job. I'm not too sure if it's in one of the New World Trade Centers, and I just wanted to know to see if you pick up anything on this particular job.
On a particular what?
I just wanted
the
to
job
see if
you're
pick
looking
up
at?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's wondering if you pick up anything on her dream job.
No, but I see that she's better to stay where she is right now.
Yeah, I'm not looking to leave right now, but I just do see that this new job is coming. The dream job is coming. I think I don't know exactly when, but I'm picking up that it might not come until maybe September, October, Do you pick up anything all the time?
In October, you'd be given a promotion?
No, I was saying, I don't know. I might, but do you see me switching to a new job by the end of the year, I would say?
I see you changing to a new job in late August.
Oh, okay.
Much better job.
Yes, all right.
I kept getting August, and I couldn't figure out exactly what we were talking about because I was trying to hear you, and sometimes it's a little difficult. People talk faster than I can hear it through the phone. So I think in August you're going to have a very good opportunity.
All right, that sounds excellent. So until then, I'm staying put. I'm not looking to go anywhere right now. Yeah.
So that's a good thing.
All right. So. Okay, well, thank you so much. I always take your advice wisely.
Well, you're welcome, and be aware. Keep aware of everything around you so that you don't miss out on this position.
Okay, so should I start looking for, you would say, maybe starting in June?
You don't need to look. You just need to pay attention and listen.
Okay.
It'll come to you. You'll just be aware that it's coming.
Okay. So I'll get... Okay, so I probably will actually set up a reading with you just to give a little bit more insight. How do I do that?
By paying attention to your surroundings and what people are saying around you.
Well, she wants to set up a reading with you, Ada Marie.
Oh, then if you want a reading, you have to call me, and we'll set up an appointed time, and then I'll do the reading for you. My number is 520-896-9510. And we have to set up the appointment. So where are you at?
I'm in New York City.
What area are you in?
I'm in Upper Manhattan.
Okay, so you're on the East Coast.
Yes. I'm in New York, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. So you're, I think, 2 hours, maybe 3 hours different. But I start taking calls around 6 or 6:30 in the morning, and I quit taking calls at 7 p.m., and we're in Arizona, and that's the west. I guess that's the west end. So we're probably 2 hours difference.
Yeah, you are 2 hours difference.
Okay.
Yeah.
So give me a call, and we'll set up an appointment, and I'll be happy to help you.
Please, because I definitely need this job. Okay.
And you will definitely get it. So there you go.
All right. Okay.
Okay.
Awesome. All right. Talk to you soon.
Thank you for calling, Carrie.
Thank you.
Okay. I'm just waiting for there we go. Okay. Our next caller is Shay, and Shay, you're live.
Hi, Ada. Hi, David, once again.
Hi.
Hello? Hi.
Hello.
Can you hear me okay? Can you hear me
okay,
Ada? Okay,
yes,
great. Glad you're here. Okay. The question I have, it's kind of different. It was brought up to me about me being in a vehicle accident, and do you see any truth to that? They weren't very clear about it with me, and then they tried to switch it as far as the accident pertaining to somebody else. But they are very detailed. Go ahead, Ada.
Honey, I don't see you. I don't see you having any accident.
Okay, no vehicle accidents then? Okay,
no,
yeah, because it alarms. It more than alarms me, Ada, because my vehicle's in the shop, and the man that has been helping me out with transportation, an older gentleman, a friend of mine that I met in a church years ago, and I have two children, a 1-year-old and a 12-year-old, so, you know, obviously it more than alarms me, you know, and especially
right,
this person.
Right.
Well, said, and his driving is questionable at the time, at times, to be honest with you. So I wasn't really shocked when they said that, but yet I was. Because I do worry about even this particular person driving, even when I'm not with him or another innocent, you know, person on
yeah.
the road.
Right.
So, again, it just alarms me not only for myself and my children, but for his overall safety as well. But, okay.
Right.
So you're saying you don't. Okay. Well, that makes
me feel
worried.
I don't see any accident anywhere around you. I actually... You've been an A1 driver, so I really don't see anything around you that's causing a problem.
Well, I guess they said it would be somebody else driving because I was to hit my head off the dash. So I wouldn't be driving because, you know, because that's the first thing I thought. You know, I think of myself as a pretty, you know, good driver here, even
mm-hmm.
more cautious with my one-year-old in the car. But again, I guess I was supposed to be a passenger, and that's why this guy who has been providing the transportation, that's why he's came to my mind, because he's the only one we drive with regularly here right now.
Mm-hmm.
But
well, I don't see any accident of any kind, so
if I saw something,
I would tell you. When I get a sending, I get it, and they can tell you it comes right out of my mouth. But I'm not getting any accident around you at all. None.
If I give you the person's name, would you be able to try to pick up if you
see
anything happening?
Well, if you give me a name, I will tell you what I get. But.
Yeah. His name is Terry. T-E-R-R-Y?
Yeah, Perry what?
I don't know his middle name.
Is that
what you're asking for, Ada?
But
I know his last name, but I hate to say that on air. go ahead.
Sure.
Okay, listen to me. Say,
yes, I'm listening.
My friend,
yes,
Terry.
It's Terry, honey.
My friend, Terry.
Terry.
Yeah.
He isn't Tom. Mm-hmm.
Okay. My friend, Terry... Your driving issue, is that what you're asking?
No, he's
yes,
the one that's saying she's going to have an accident.
No, it is correct. Terry is the driver. T is in Tom.
He's
the driver,
okay. I'll keep out of it.
Well, that's okay because it is kind of confusing. But I don't see
Terry having
an accident. I don't see the accident. If I did, I could tell you.
Okay.
It would be within the year, but I don't see it.
Okay.
I think
God willing, that's true, and that makes me feel better. Excuse me?
Well, it sounds to me like it's somebody who has got a reason or another to make you worry, and there's nothing to worry about.
Well, to be honest with you, it wasn't anybody personal. It was another reader, to be quite honest with you.
Well, I'm sorry. I do not see any accident of any kind around you.
Okay,
and
I mean, nothing to be sorry about. That makes me feel better.
But and usually when you see as a seer, and I am as a seer,
mm-hmm.
when you see something like that, you want to look at all the circumstances surrounding the individual you're reading for to see
right.
if it's really an accident or if it's a concern, you know, like something they see happen. In other words, it don't happen to them.
Right.
Yeah. But I don't see you having any kind of an accident.
Okay.
So I'm only telling you what I see.
Right. I understand that, and I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
I don't want it to be true, so nothing to be sorry about, you know. Just,
no, because
you know.
if you drive carefully, you're going to be fine.
She's concerned about Terry.
Yeah.
I wasn't the driver. It's him, and he isn't a good driver, not to be mean, but I can't just lie. You know what I mean about
He just isn't.
Right.
So when they said that,
right.
that's, well, I mean, when I ride with him, my heart is racing and I'm short of breath probably a half a dozen times before I get back, just one way.
Well,
it
probably won't be long until you don't have to ride with him. You'll have another option.
I hope not. Do you see what that option is, Ada?
I see an option that's much better, and with another way of traveling, so you'll be okay. Comes
okay.
up in about a month, 6 weeks. So that
okay.
would be good.
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
More than good. It'd be great.
Yeah.
It really
yeah.
It intensifies a lot of sticky situations, a lot of problems that I had. It's just, you know, it's like a gravy that you don't want on your plate, put it that way. You know?
Yeah.
Okay,
so,
Ada. Thank you so much for
well,
your time.
Welcome.
Thanks for having me, David.
You're welcome.
Yes.
Hey, do you have a topic that you'd like her to discuss?
Maybe love. The world can never have enough love, I don't think, since there's so many different kinds of love in everyday life, not just romantically,
mm-hmm.
you know, with everything, just the love of life itself.
That's
love
right.
of God, you know, love of your neighbor, you know, whether it's your doctor or just that, yeah, something. And I think the world lacks it overall.
It's right, and you love yourself so you can stay healthy.
Right.
And
yeah.
that makes you able
yeah.
to assist others in being healthy. So
yeah.
real love depends on the fact that you will love yourself and treat yourself with enough respect that you don't make yourself
right.
Unworthy, and you can stay healthy, and life just goes on joyously.
That's
you know,
right.
You just... somebody was blessing me out the other day, and I just listened. And when they got all done, I said, "Thank you." Oh my goodness, her hair stood up. But I said,
but
"It's nice."
They want that argument. You know, they want to take you
yeah,
to.
They did.
You know,
but
they're
I,
feeling
but I said
that
to them,
negativity.
I said,
yeah. Uh huh.
It's nice to know what people think of me, and I appreciate your time and effort. Woo. Well, they left.
Oh, my.
So that was the end of that. But, you know, it isn't the first time I've been blessed down. I mean, I had a cousin who used to always tear me to shreds.
Oh,
so,
my.
But my grandma said, always thank them because something in there tells you what kind of a person they are. And I had
right.
I didn't know that until she told me that.
Mm-hmm.
So when somebody's telling you off, listen carefully because you're going to know what kind of a person they are. And that was a real learning experience for me.
Mm. Mhm. Well, okay, Ada. Again, thank you for your time, and then I guess. No warnings then for me overall then as a whole, then I feel bad.
Right, no, you're fine. You're absolutely fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, Ada.
Well,
all right, David. Thank you both again for
Shay.
Having me.
Okay,
thank
you're
you.
Welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, love is a pretty broad topic. What would you like to say about love?
Well, love is what makes the universe
mm-hmm.
turn and spin and work. So I think if a person has enough love and respect for themselves, then they're going to be able to love and respect others.
Yeah.
And if they are not taught that love when they're small, many of them have a very sad life.
Mm-hmm.
Because you have to love yourself enough to be honest with yourself and respect yourself and not step your shoes into something that is... that you shouldn't be in.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, people call me up every day and they say, would you do this and this and this? I said, I'm sorry, I can't.
Mm-hmm.
I cannot do that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. I mean, they can say it 10 times, I'll say the same answer. Because I cannot be involved in something that first I don't know about, and second,
I don't believe is correct. You know.
Well, that's an act of self-love, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Yeah, yeah. And that shows that you're worthy.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
And always I tell people, don't do something to somebody else that you wouldn't want done to yourself.
Yeah, follow the golden rule.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just don't do it. No matter what it is and what it could cost or what it would do, don't do it because it's not right. And my grandma used to say, right's right and wrong's nobody. That was how she would tell us, wrong is nobody.
Uh-huh.
And that was, you know, she was a Norwegian lady, didn't know a lot of English, but she knew enough to make you understand her.
Uh-huh.
So.
Well, is there anything else you'd like to say about love?
Well, I could say a million things about it. I could say that I have seen people who were terribly ill in the hospital, and one individual could walk in the room, one person, not in the family or not anywhere, can walk in that room and walk over to the bed and put their hand on the shoulder of the blanket, and that person perks right up.
Mm.
Now, what do you suppose causes that?
I would say that's an act of love.
It is. There's certain nurses that work in hospitals, and many of them have been there, I mean, that's their whole life, is not working. And they can walk up to a very, very sick patient in a lot of distress, put their hand on their shoulder, and that patient will, and smile.
Mm.
It's unbelievable. I see it happen all the time because I'm very often called to go to the hospital when someone is passing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just amazing how one unknown individual or some person, they might know them, and this happens. And I used to say to my grandma, she'd say, you know, that's God at work.
Yes.
That's God doing his job.
That's right.
And that's all she would ever tell me. It's just God at work.
Well, we do have another caller, and that's true. I believe that's true. Absolutely.
Yeah, I do too.
Shall we take the call?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. Area code 303, you're live. What is your name, please?
Hi, this is Marilyn.
Hi, Marilyn. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you, David? Hi, Ada Marie.
Good.
Yes, we're fine.
Good.
What is your question?
My question is about my husband and his business venture. He is, he's been working over the past couple of years to start up a wine import and distribution sales business. And he works hard every day and hasn't had any luck yet, but I'm just wondering if that's a matter of time.
I don't think you, I have to tell you what I'm receiving. So
sure.
Take it, however, he's in the wrong business.
Oh.
He's not, it's not a business for him.
Okay.
He should be in a business, but liquor is not it.
Liquor isn't it. Okay.
No.
Years ago, in the 80s, he had a wine import and distribution company, and that's why he went back to it after he was sort of let go of a job that he had. So he was just sort of kind of falling back into what he knew. But he was in a fruit business that and was having some success with that in selling fruit. That kind of fell apart. So I think it's done, you know, for his self-esteem, he's, you know, really trying to kind of find his footing. Do you have any
right.
recommendations?
Well, because he is a hard worker, and he is a very hard worker, I think that he might have gotten connected with some people who were not such hard workers that didn't do their part for him. You know,
right,
you can be working
true.
Real hard at something, but if your partner is sloughing off, that doesn't
yeah.
help. And I think
yeah.
he's got the wrong partner. I don't think it's the wrong work. I just think he's with the wrong partner.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's probably true. So do you see him coming back to work and finding his footing, his feet again?
He could easily do that, but he has been hurt by this partner that keeps putting him down.
Yeah.
So his self-esteem
yeah.
is down.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And if I'm wrong, I'll stand graciously corrected. But I'm telling you, he can do better by himself.
Uh-huh. Right. Okay. I believe that, too. I think you're absolutely right on the mark there.
Yeah.
So maybe kind of taking a step back here and reassessing what he might be able to move forward with himself.
Yes,
in this,
he could.
In the fruit
well
business.
Liked.
Yeah.
Yes. And he
okay.
is well liked, and the other person has there's a little problem there.
Yeah.
So.
Well, you picked up on that. That's for sure. Okay,
yeah,
well, thank you so
that wasn't
much.
Too difficult. Yeah. So.
Okay. Well, then we'll regroup here and reassess. Thank you, Avery.
I think if you regroup and reassess, you'll go great guns real fast, especially now because this is winter and we're coming into spring. And
yeah.
he'll be back on his feet in no time.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Awesome.
So just encourage him.
Yes.
Okay?
Okay. I will do that.
Okie
doke.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Thanks for calling,
bye-bye.
Marilyn.
Thanks, David.
Yes, you're welcome.
You're welcome.
Well, we don't have any other callers, Ada Marie. Is there anything else you'd like to talk about, or shall we call it a day?
Well, are we out of time?
We're not out of time yet.
Okay. I mean, you know, I don't know because I'm not watching a clock.
Yeah.
But let's. I think we could say something about the real fact of love as we know, love as a working tool.
Mm-hmm.
We love the kind of work we do, so we do a good job, so we have a successful business. We love to go skiing, and so when we go skiing, we're always safe because we go there with the idea of love and power and being able to mix with the people and have a good time.
Mm-hmm.
We sit down at our office and we open up our desk and we go to work and we love what we're doing, so we do a good job. And when people begin to be nervous and they don't like what they're doing, they should step back. And I mean, I'm serious about this. They should step back, walk away from it, and stay away for a few days, and then look around them and see what's going on and see if they aren't lucky where they are.
Mm-hmm.
Once they see how lucky they are where they are, they'll go back and do the job. My grandma used to say, okay, so you feel like you're too much is being put on you. Well, get up and walk away. See what's going on around you.
Mm-hmm.
You'll go back and sit down and be damn glad you got the job you got.
Yeah, sometimes all it takes a new perspective on something, isn't it?
Right. She was really sharp about letting you know that. Okay, now take a look and see if. You're so much worse off. Most of the time you find out you're better off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
so,
if you come to the conclusion that you are worse off, then follow your passion, whatever that may be.
That's right. And if people followed their passion in the first place, it wouldn't be a problem.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah. There are a lot of people that are stuck in dead-end jobs and
mm-hmm.
didn't know how they got there.
And you know, the problem is that they didn't put enough energy, their own energy, into getting something that was good for them.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe
they could have done that.
Yeah, maybe somebody else pushed them into a line of work they didn't want to do.
course they did.
Mm-hmm.
Most likely their wife.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, they don't stop to think that a man has to do something that he believes in, likes, and can do. And when you're pushing a man around to do whatever, you're in trouble.
Right, and it works vice versa, too.
That's right.
Yeah, yeah.
The women the same way, whoever it is. It's got to be something that you can really, really put your finger on and do with joy.
Yes, yes. Well, joy is a powerful force.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I believe that's all God wants for any of us is joy. And
yes, he wants us to be, if we're joyful, we're happy.
Yes, yes.
Good.
And we need to look at things that make us joyful.
Right. And one of the statements that I grew up with was from my grandmother, of course, was you have to say to the mirror every morning, I like me so you can.
Mm-hmm.
And when you look in that mirror, you say to yourself, I like me so you can, and that's anybody out there. So hopefully people can do that, and they will feel better.
Mm-hmm.
Because when they like themselves, everybody will like them. If you don't like yourself, nobody can like you because you're not going to let them.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. It all starts within.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, it does. It does.
Anything else you want to say about love, honey?
Well, I just love people. I love the work I do. Even when I'm working on somebody who is very, very ill, and I feel that them drawing my energy away and getting energy so that they can recover, I still love them because I know that if I can be a source of energy, I can pull energy into me whenever I want to. And if I'm giving it to somebody who is going to use it to be healthy, then I feel like that's a blessing. I'll stand there all night if I have to.
Mm-hmm.
I spend a lot of time in hospitals helping people get well.
I know you do. Yeah.
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 And it's just amazing. That once they go to sleep, I walk away, and the next day they're sitting up walking around the hospital. So that makes me feel good.
I'm sure it does.
And you know, a lot of them don't even know my name.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
They'll say to the nurse, there was a lady here yesterday, and the nurse will smile and say, did she have red hair? Yes, she did have red hair. Yes, well, she'll be happy to know you're up and about. But, you know, it is just, that's what you're for, is to share what you have. And I have energy. I can draw energy really quick. And so I can send it through the phone. I can send it anywhere.
I know you can. Yes.
Yeah, I do that.
Well, thank you for your beautiful energy today. And it's been a good show. And
it's been a wonderful show.
I thank the callers that called in.
Yes,
they were
great.
And we'll be on the same time next week. And if you want to contact Ada Marie or find out more about her, there are two ways you can do that. You can go to her website, which is thegoldenoracle.com, or you can call her between the hours of 6:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. Rocky Mountain time. And the phone number is 520-896-9510.
Correct.
All right, Ada Marie.
Well, thank you. It's wonderful working with you. I really enjoy it.
Oh, I do too, Ada Marie. Thank you.
Yeah, it's great.
All right.
Have a good week.
You do the same. Take care, honey.
I will.
Okay.
I will.
All right.
Okay.
God bless.
Bye-bye.
Bye.